just really sleepy. What do you say? Should we head to bed?
No?
Please. Let's just go sleep. Yeah. We have a lot to do later and, well, sleep is kind of important. I know. You don't want to sleep, but we need to. Yeah. And I think it's really important that you're right next to me when I fall asleep.
No, I'm not going to bed without you.
No, that's not happening. Argue all you want, my dear, but we need to sleep. Yes, we do. I know, there's a lot of stuff you want to get done today, but you need sleep, and I need you beside me. Yeah, I know. But you will be very, very much more efficient if you go and sleep now instead of sitting up and doing whatever you want to do and then getting tired and then doing some mistake and then you'll get mad and then you'll try and fix your mistake and you can make even more mistakes. Yeah, it's a little vicious cycle, but that's just the way it is. So please come to bed with me. Come on. You wanna cuddle, right? Cuddle with me. Cuddle with your girlfriend. Yeah. Cuddling. It's like magic. No, I don't have any kind of spell to put on you, but cuddling is kind of a spell. Oh, come on. You know you're going to love it. And I'll even throw in a lot of kisses. Yeah, a lot of kisses. So, does that pique your interest? A lot of cuddling and kissing before we go to bed. Yeah? Well then come on. We need to go sleep. Oh, I've already done everything I need to do. Yes, as you can see, I am all dressed in my pajamas. Well, they're kind of pajamas. They're really cute. Yeah. Come on. You know you want to. If you want, I could even make up some kind of story. No, It's not just because I want to hear myself talk. Even though I have heard that I have a very, very pleasant voice. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm being annoying. But that's what you like about me. Mm-hmm. You know, you could also make up a story for me if you want. Oh, I'm not picky at all. Just as long as it's a happy story. Yeah. You know, I don't even like horror movies, so some action in it would be nice, but a lot of mean things just isn't really what I go for. Yeah. So, what do you say? What kind of story I would make up? Well, you need to come to bed and I'll tell you. It could be about anything you want. As long as it's kind of nice. Yeah, I could even make a zombie apocalypse sound nice if you want that. Or werewolves, or ghost story. Yes, ghost stories can be cute too. Well, they are when I tell them. I know. Or I could just hold you and pet your hair. Mm-hmm. Or you could just put your head on my chest and listen to my heartbeat as we fall asleep. Yeah, maybe that will get too warm, but you know, now you have the option. Yes. You have a lot of options now. Mm-hmm. We could even try and combine everything, although I don't think I'll be able to tell a story with all the kissing, too. Yeah. But I could maybe work my way around that. Well, I don't know, but I think I'm pretty good at it. Mm-hmm. Making it kind of turn out the way I want either way. No, that's not manipulation. That's just how a good peacemaker is. I don't know. It just, that word just fit the best at the moment. Yeah. I know. I could try to be bossy too, but they say that you get a lot more fleas if you tempt them with honey. Okay, maybe it doesn't go right there. I don't care. It kind of fit. Yeah. I don't know. I just want you to come to bed so I could cuddle you. So I can be near you and then I'll know where you be when I wake up too. Yeah. So, you know, what you need to do now is get ready for bed, and then we'll see about those stories, alright? Yes, yes, and the cuddling. Mm-hmm. And the stroking of the hair, and the kisses. Yes, everything. But you still need to get ready for bed first. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a few minutes to do that, and then later, when we are in bed, I could tell you the stories and we can cuddle and do everything we talked about, okay? Okay, come on, go on. Shoo, shoo, I'll meet you in bed.